Welcome to the deep dive. So if you're a retail executive, you definitely know the landscape. It's this dizzying array of technology platforms, right?
Absolutely. All promising to completely transform your frontline operations. You've got AI insights, sleek UIs, real-time data.
It's just an immense space to try and navigate.
And for anyone in retail, especially those really wrestling with the on-the-ground execution,
Yeah.
it immediately raises the question. In a world where software capabilities seem almost endless, what actually makes a retail platform great?
Right. Is it just the tech, the software itself?
Or is there maybe a deeper human element, something that really brings it all together, brings it to life?
That's exactly our mission for this deep dive. We're going to unpack that specific question by looking at a fantastic real-world case study. It's from CIware, a really unique optical retailer. We'll be drawing insights directly from an interview with their talent acquisition and development manager, a woman named Sophia. And then we'll cross-reference what she says with an article that lays out some core principles for, truly effective retail platforms.
Okay, so the sources are Jody's Retailer Rockstar interview with Sophia and that article, What Makes a Retail Platform Great? Hint, it's not the software. And
Exactly.
what you're going to hear, I think, is how Sophia isn't just using a platform. She's really masterfully demonstrating how you embody a brand and truly bring that platform to life.
Yeah, turning it into a powerful engine for employee connection and ultimately for business success.
Precisely.
Okay, so let's dive right into CIware itself. This is a Michigan-based optical company, about 40 retail locations, and what immediately grabs you is their product approach. It's truly unique.
How so?
Well, they deal in limited quantity frames. We're talking maybe 75 to 100 per frame globally. So once it's gone, it is truly gone.
Wow, okay, real scarcity.
Yeah, but what's really compelling, I think, is their product release schedule. They do monthly product releases.
Monthly in optical.
Monthly. Think about that. The typical optical retailer might do one or two seasonal releases a year. CIware's constant newness, that's a massive differentiator for them.
That's fascinating. And that product uniqueness, it must directly shape their whole in-store experience, their culture.
Exactly.
Our article touches on how, a truly great retail experience goes beyond just the product itself. And here, while it's clearly a luxury offering, the atmosphere is described as like down-to-earth, fun, extremely cool.
Right. And their employees, they call them C Labs. It's a playful spin on celebs to gee. They apparently treat customers like
Like a
friends.
real connection.
Yeah, you walk in, it's a warm welcome, a really personalized shopping experience. This deep connection between the product, the culture, the customer interaction, it's all woven right into their brand DNA.
Okay, so you have this very distinct brand DNA, and that then presents a pretty significant challenge for retail executives, right? How do you scale that very specific culture, across 40 different locations?
Yeah.
How do you ensure consistency?
Especially with training and engagement. Yeah. And that's precisely where Sophia comes in. Her initial big project was to create a seamless onboarding process using the Insight platform.
Okay, Insight, that's a digital employee experience sort of learning platform geared for frontline retail.
Exactly. And she explicitly wanted to move away from the old way of just, well, from just winging it or, PDF over PDF, multiple choice questions, that kind of thing.
Right, the standard compliance stuff.
Her core goal, she said, was to embody the brand voice within the training content itself, allowing associates to really connect and become one with the brand.
For retail leaders who are grappling with onboarding at scale, what's really crucial here is Sophia's proactive approach. She doesn't just react,
No.
she plans ahead. She's collaborating with different department heads, aligning content with product releases, with in-store events like their sip and shops.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
So the content isn't just generic training, it's timely, it's relevant, and that helps cultivate this, exciting workplace environment that hopefully resonates deeply with the associates.
And her initiatives, they go way beyond just basic training modules. Sophia's team creates some incredibly engaging content, like monthly product information videos
Oh, nice.
filmed with Randy Golden, who's one of the owners and actually part of the product development team.
Direct from leadership. That's smart.
Yeah. It keeps associates engaged with new products, gets information directly from a key brand leader. And she also mentioned this initiative to give tours of their corporate office and lab
Oh, interesting. Why?
to introduce associates to who works in our lab, basically putting faces to the names of people they talk to or interact with every day, but maybe never see.
For many of you listening, that immediately begs the question, Why bother? Why is this content so crucial beyond just, say, hitting sales targets?
Right.
As Sophie explains it, it fosters a deeper connection to the organization as a whole. So many companies focus on, you know, operational training, sales training.
The functional stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they often miss these opportunities to cultivate a deeper sense of belonging, of engagement. Content like this, it creates an exciting workplace.
Yeah.
And that's fundamental for morale and, let's be honest, crucial for talent retention in a high turnover industry like retail.
That deeper connection, it becomes incredibly clear when you look at how they use data, how they leverage data for performance and development.
Okay.
Sophia actually creates content directly based on KPIs, those key performance indicators that need improvement at the store level.
So it's targeted.
Very targeted. She gave a specific example. They saw an increase in prescription lens remakes. That immediately led to targeted training, reassigning existing modules, and then ongoing monitoring for compliance.
And that brings us to what's really impactful, I think, the accessibility and the usage of this data across different tiers of the organization. It's not just siloed.
Right. Who gets access?
Well, Sophia, obviously. The corporate office, regional and area managers, and the store managers themselves, they all have access.
But they use it differently.
Exactly. What's smart is how they use it in distinct, tailored ways. So store managers might focus on new hires, compliance training, making sure their team's aligned.
Makes sense.
Regional and area managers, they use the data to pinpoint specific associates who might need improvement. They're looking at test scores, open responses, trying to identify specific training or development opportunities.
Okay.
Meanwhile, corporate is looking more at the bigger picture. Overall store performance in certain KPI categories, customer reviews for specific stores, that kind of thing.
This multi-tiered data use, it really is a testament to its effectiveness, isn't it?
Totally.
It just underscores the importance of data transparency for accountability. It lets you be proactive, whether it's correcting behavior or offering encouragement right across the board.
You can't fix what you can't see.
Exactly. This makes it incredibly visible.
And it ensures the data isn't just some static number sitting on a dashboard somewhere. It becomes a living tool that genuinely informs development and drives consistent performance at all levels.
Okay, so shifting gears just a little bit. Sophia's vision for Insight, it goes beyond just training and data, right?
Mm-hmm.
She mentioned wanting it to be an engagement platform that our employees want to touch and look at every single day.
That's the goal, daily engagement.
Yeah, and one feature she highlighted is called Posts. She uses it for things like employee call-outs, store-level recognition, welcoming new team members.
Okay, like an internal social feed?
Sort of, but here's what's really insightful. This Posts feature actually replaced an internal Instagram account they used to have.
Okay, that's interesting. Because those external platforms, while they can be fun, they often fragment communication, don't they?
Totally. Makes it hard to centralize important updates.
Right, so Insight's Posts feature now unifies that internal communication directly within the same hub where employees get their training, their resources.
Everything. Which encourages daily logins, not just for social stuff, but for actionable updates, too. It really centralizes their internal comms.
And it does more than just centralize, it sounds like. It fosters a bit of friendly competition and enables recognition across geographies.
Yeah, she specifically noted that other regionals or other employees can actually say congrats or kudos to a store that's 10 states away.
That's powerful.
That ability to connect and celebrate successes, regardless of physical location, that's incredibly powerful for building a cohesive, engaged team, especially across 40 locations.
Absolutely. And, you know, Sophia's experience at CIWare, it isn't just a compelling standalone story. It's really a living illustration of the very principles our other source, that article argues, are non-negotiable for a truly great retail platform.
Yeah, let's connect those dots. How does her approach resonate with those core ideas?
Well, the first thing Sophia's story immediately underscores, even for the most, you know, tech-forward leaders, is that the flashiest features often fall flat if your team can't intuitively use them.
Right. It's not about the potential. It's about the practical application.
Exactly. And this is precisely what the article highlights as its first principle. Usability over features. A truly great platform has to empower teams. It needs to make execution easier, faster, more engaging, not overwhelm them.
And Sophia's focus on seamless onboarding, on making the content genuinely engaging, that speaks directly to this principle. It has to be usable first.
Absolutely. And that leads right into the second principle. Content is the engine.
Okay.
Technology alone, it won't change behavior. Great platforms are powered by high-impact content. Content that's custom-built, that's brand-aligned, that resonates with associates.
And is probably mobile-first, bite-sized, visual.
All of that. Interactive, scenario-based, as the article puts it. Generic e-learning modules or long training PDFs simply won't cut it.
And Sophia's monthly videos with Randy Golden, the owner, the corporate office tours, perfect examples of embodying the brand in the content.
Exactly. Not just about the brand, but of the brand.
Okay, so usability content. What's next?
Building on that, the third principle from the article is that consistency doesn't come from dashboards. It comes from connection.
Okay. Unpack that.
Well, dashboards are invaluable, right?
Yeah.
For measuring activity. But true consistency across the whole organization, that stems from unifying communication.
Ah, okay.
The right platform centralizes everything. Training, task management, messaging, feedback. It creates that single source of truth.
Which aligns perfectly with CIWARE's multi-level data access we talked about. And Sophia's use of the posts feature to foster that daily connection and communication across all their stores.
Precisely. It connects people, which drives consistency far better than just looking at numbers.
Makes sense. And the last principle.
The fourth principle is one that's often, I think, the most overlooked by retail executives when they're choosing a platform. The partner behind the platform.
The vendor relationship.
Exactly. A truly great platform isn't just handed over with a login, like, good luck. A great partner provides strategy support, content strategy, creative production help, training expertise.
A success team that actually gets retail.
Yes. Offering ongoing support, continuous improvement. And Sophia's explicit praise for the platform she uses is incredibly telling here. She called it phenomenal, user-friendly, great support.
She said they held my hand every step of the way.
And called them an amazing team to work with. That consultative partnership, that's what elevates a platform from just being a tool to becoming a truly transformative solution.
So after digging into all of this, what does this deep dive truly mean for you, the retail executive listening right now?
Well, I think it synthesizes into this core truth. Technology is only an enabler. It's just a piece of the puzzle.
Right.
The true value of any retail platform you invest in, it really lies in how it's leveraged through that strategic brand-aligned content we talked about.
Fostering genuine human connection across the organization.
And crucially, having that supportive, knowledgeable partner. Without those elements working together, even the most sophisticated software honestly can fall short of its promise.
Okay, so let's recap our deep dive then. A truly great retail platform, it isn't just about the software itself. It's about how it's brought to life.
Yeah, how it's used to embody the brand, deliver content that's actually engaging and relevant.
Foster those genuine connections across the entire organization, empower every single team member.
And all supported by a strong consultative partner who understands your world.
So the final thought for you, as you consider the tools your own organization currently uses, or maybe the ones you're evaluating for the future.
Ask yourself, are they merely shells? Are they just software sitting there?
Yeah.
Or are they truly being brought to life by the people, by the content, by the strategic support behind them?
What would it look like for your platform to truly become that engagement platform that your employees actually want to touch every single day?